Hey, are you making coffee in my kitchen in your briefs? So, you spent the night? Do I need to be worried about what happened last night? Oh my God, I am worried. Sorry, I'm upset. Should I be upset with you? Okay. We can talk about it. I'm going to sit down on the couch. Oh. Is this for me? Thanks for the coffee. Oh my God. It's good. You paid attention to just how I like it? I needed this. So, I'm not quite sure I remember the part of last night where I invited you to stay over for the first time. I didn't. Now I'm sure I have a reason to be concerned. Is it okay if we briefly recap how we got to this moment? Thanks. I remember meeting you at the restaurant. You remembered it was our 1 month anniversary. That was sweet. I barely remembered. And you bought me flowers. Oh no, where did I put them? The flowers? Oh, there, on the table. Did I put them in a vase? Oh. Thank you for doing that. You even arranged them? This is all so confusing. Look, I remember we were having a great time at the restaurant. Our conversation never lagged, and I was so happy to be out with you to show you off. I think we were there for so long we shut the place down. And after we finished the bottle of wine from dinner, we. Oh no. Did we also finish most of a bottle of champagne? All of a bottle of champagne. That explains a lot. I remember you took my arm and walked me home. And, that's where things start to fade. Look, I'm sorry. It's pretty clear I drank too much last night. I haven't let go like that in a long, long time. I guess I felt comfortable with you, like you would protect me. And I'm upset because the experience I had, the bad experience I had, it happened when I was, like I was last night. I drank too much and passed out, and someone had sex with me. What do you mean he didn't have sex with me? Oh. Yes. You're right. That's what happened to me. That's the word I don't like to say. That's what he did to me. Yes. You may come over here and join me on the couch. I'd like that. May I lean back into you? It feels good to be wrapped up in your arms. Will you put the blanket over us? I need to be warm right now. Yeah. I will. I'll tell you the rest. Although there's not much more to tell. I was a virgin with no real experience, and I don't remember anything about the act. Just the pain and the shame I felt the next morning when I woke up alone and realized what he'd done. And since then, up until you, I haven't let my guard down with anyone. Look, I don't mean to be paranoid, but I'm gonna ask you anyways. While I was passed out, did you do anything to me? No. Of course you didn't. I know I probably don't need to ask you questions like that, but thank you for answering. And thank you for the respect and care and... Oh boy. Did you just say that? Yes, I guess that's what you've shown me. Care, respect, and love. Sorry. Why are you saying you're sorry? You don't need to ask my consent to kiss me anymore. You hereby have my consent, unless and until revoked. That kiss was perfect. But I want you to hold that thought because, you know me and I still have a few more questions. Yes, not too many. Did you sleep in my bed? Oh. Was my couch, comfortable for you? Yeah, I guess not as comfortable as my bed. And how did I get into this big old t-shirt that leaves everything to the imagination? Yeah, it is what I like to sleep in. But did you, look at me when you helped me change? You know, my body? seriously? You pulled it over my head before you helped me undress? Thank you. I had such big plans for last night and I screwed it up. Yes. We could start over. Oh, in fact, I almost forgot. When I got home, I was going to give you a gift. Yeah, the little wrapped present on the coffee table? Oh, really? You were looking at it all night. Well, It is for you. Open it. Yeah. It's a toothbrush. Do you love it? It's for you to have. I know you already have a toothbrush. It's for you to keep. Here. I was going to tell you last night that I was ready for you to stay over. Not on my couch, but in... Oh God. In my bed. Is that something you might want to do, next time? I can't believe I blew it last night. I actually planned to be... to try to be seductive. Don't raise your eyebrows. I was gonna say something corny like, give me a minute to go put on something a little more comfortable. Yeah. I did pick something out for the occasion. For you. For us. Oh God. My mouth is dry and my palms are sweating. I'm not sure if it's comfortable, but I'm pretty sure you'll like it. May I ask you to let me start this day again? I think I might need a minute to freshen up and, would you mind if I go slip into something more comfortable? Okay. Wait right here. Yeah, of course you can get more comfortable. Close your eyes. Are they closed? Keep them that way until I say. Wait, are those your briefs next to the couch? So by get more comfortable, did you mean get naked? You're naked under that blanket? No, it's okay. I kind of like that idea. You can open your eyes now. Can I take it from the look on your face that you approve? Yeah. It is a little daring for me. The gown and panties are very sheer and you can... Well, from the look in your eyes, I guess I don't have to tell you. There isn't a lot left to the imagination. I'm still not ready to be completely, naked with you. But, well... Consider this a preview of coming attractions. Oh God, I'm blushing. You like that? I was worried about the sheer bottoms. Drew attention to that, triangle. But I guess that's a good thing, given your reaction. Oh. Thank you for saying that. When you look at me, I feel that way. Beautiful. Oh my God, are you? The blanket seems to have some support down there. Oh, you didn't need to remove it. I could already tell the effect I had. I have no idea how it stands up straight like that. I think you need to put that away for a bit, though. Can I rejoin you on the couch? I like leaning back on you like this. Your body is so warm, and I love feeling your arms wrapped around me. No, that's okay. I feel you against me, but, Well, let's just say I'm getting used to the feeling. Oh, my neck.
Do the rules prohibit playing our game in the morning? Can we play now? Oh, really? You have a lot of new questions for me? Well, it just so happens I have some new questions for you as well. Can we take turns? At least as best as we can. Okay, let me go first. May I ask if, while we've been apart the past few days, you've thought about, being with me physically? Oh, some more kisses on my neck. Nice, but can I get an answer? A lot. I like that answer. Your turn. Oh, that's original. Asking me the question I asked you. Well, my answer's the same. Yes, I thought about being with you. Physically. A lot. Oh, more neck kisses. That must have been the right answer. My turn. Okay. And, you don't have to answer this one if you don't want to. I know it's even more personal than usual. May I ask if you touched yourself? Your penis. When you thought about being with me? Oh my god. A lot? I don't know how to react to a lot. That makes me happy and, embarrassed at the same time. Oh god. There you go, kissing my neck again. That's so nice. And, just so you don't waste a copycat question, the answer for me is no. I didn't touch myself when I thought about you. I wanted to, but, well, I don't know why I didn't. Your turn to ask. Oh. I really set myself up for that. How would you, do that? I mean, how would you help me touch myself? Oh, I don't want you to watch me do it. I'd be mortified. Well, that's true. You are behind me. True. I can keep the blanket pulled up to my chin, but I am starting to get warm. I do like the idea of you holding me and supporting me while I try. Yes. You may help me touch myself. Okay. I will. I'll close my eyes. Oh. Your hands are so warm on mine. I love how my hands fit in yours. Okay. Sorry. I'll let my arms go slack. That's hard for a control freak like me. Oh. I didn't expect you to start with my face. I don't think I've ever caressed my own face. My lips like that. It's nice. Oh. There you go, with my neck again. Your kisses on one side while you guide my soft fingers on the other. God, I'm giving myself goosebumps. Yeah, I'm ready to get a little more serious. Oh, my. My breast feels so good through this material. May I ask you to tell me what you're thinking about now? Oh. Oh, God. Now you have me thinking about that, too. Yeah. You may release my hands and touch my breasts at the same time as I touch them. Oh, that was good. 4 hands are better than 2. Yes, you can slide the shoulder straps down so you can touch my skin directly. Oh, sorry I stopped. I'm not used to this. Oh God, you're kissing my neck again. Oh, okay. I will touch my nipples while you caress my breast. Oh. No, keep going. I like your mouth on my neck. I don't care if you leave a mark. Yes. Yes, I'm pinching them. I don't know why, but I like that. Yes. You may take my hands again. Oh. I see we're on the move here. Okay. I'll let you know if I don't like where this is headed. Oh, you're spreading my legs with my hands. No. It's okay. God, the inside of my thighs are so sensitive. Yes, I do. I do like touching myself there. God, I didn't know I could get this turned on before I even touched my... Okay. My pussy. Oh. I guess we're starting down there. Yes. I do like pressing the soft sheer material against my pussy. No. The way you're moving my fingers is nice. I do feel what I'm doing to the fabric. I'm really getting, excited. I'm going to cheat a bit and ask a 2-part question. Okay. May I, take back control of my hands? I'm not ready for you to go inside my bottoms, even if it's my hands doing the touching. I think I need to try this last part alone. Thank you. And, can I ask if you are comfortable doing this? Will you whisper in my ear all of the things you thought about doing with me when you touched yourself? Hmm. Even if you don't think I'm ready to try them, I just want to know. Yes, I'll keep going.
Oh my god. My fingers feel so good on my... on my... pussy. Tell me now. Tell me. Oh. Oh fuck. You've thought about finally seeing me completely naked? Someday soon. Someday soon I'll show you everything. What else? Oh, you think about that? Yes, I've thought about that too. I'm not ready for that today. But if you'll let me be in control, I do want you in my mouth. It's not something I have experience with, but I want to give you all of the good feelings you've given me. I need you to be patient about that, okay? God, these feelings. What else do you think about when you stroke yourself? Oh God. Yes, that. The first time you're inside of me. How do you think that should happen? Oh God. That's like how I think about it. Lowering myself onto you. But I like your idea of kissing me as I take you inside of me for the first time. I don't know when I'll be ready for that, but I think about it. Oh God, this is almost too much, but I don't want to stop. I know I don't have to. Tell me more. Yes, it can be something you just thought of. Oh, that's so, that's very specific. You want to feel me shudder in your arms as I make myself... Oh God, I'm so slick as I make myself... come. Oh, the last part, that too. And you want to taste my slick fingers after I... Oh, thank you. It felt so comforting for you to hold me while I did that for the first time. I'm going to turn around and kiss your beautiful lips now. Thank you for helping me be more comfortable with my body and for letting me be so vulnerable with you. I feel different. No, I didn't forget the second part of what you asked. You can kiss and, taste my fingers, but what if you don't like how I... Oh God, you're sucking on my fingers. Your tongue. You what? I know. I'm blushing again. Oh boy. I'm glad that you like that. How I taste. I never thought anyone would say something like that to me. Oh God. No. Not right now. I may be ready for that soon, but I'm not ready for you to kiss me there now. Besides, I feel really sensitive there. I may have been too rough with myself. And, I hate to say this, but I didn't sleep well last night, and then all this. Really? You don't mind? I don't know what you were thinking. This couch seems pretty comfortable to me, with a nice warm support like you.